From the Zeratsky Extreme Heating and Cooling Sports Desk in Friday Night High School Football on Bay Cities Radio, it's the final week of the regular season in Wisconsin, and Menominee nails down a conference championship.
Kingster Flippers, they struck first in the first quarter after a maroon fumble, a rare turnover on Menominee, but the Flippers, they answered with a five-yard touchdown pass as Blake Tomaszewski hit Brock Flamino. They went for the extra point, and they got it. They jump up on top of Menominee, 7-0, and that was it for scoring in the first quarter. The Maroons, into the second quarter, they answer. They have a 14-play drive of 75 yards, tapped off by a 19-yard touchdown pass as Tanner Tirkoff hit Dawson Bardowski. However, the extra point attempt failed. Menominee down by a point, 7-6. However, a few minutes later, the Menominee Maroons answer and they take the lead. It only took them two plays, and Dawson Bardowski had a 30-yard touchdown run. The Maroons went for two. That failed, but they do go on top 12-7. The Maroons added another late touchdown in the first half, an 11-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller, as Menominee sustained a drive of 10 plays and 80 yards. The two-point conversion from Tanner Tirkoff to hit Nathan Kopp was good. Menominee went on top by 13 at halftime, 20-7. Into the second half, after a 3-and-out, Dawson Bardowski returned the punt 66 yards for a touchdown. The two-point conversion again good as Tanner Tirkoff hit Bardowski. Menominee goes on top by 28-7. However, the ensuing kickoff, a 90-yard kickoff for return by Gage Sorensen. A 90-yard kickoff return by Jack Olson. Gage Sorensen tacked on the extra point. The Flippers cut the lead in half, 28-14. After that, the Maroons answer again. A 70-yard touchdown pass. Tanner Tirkoff to Nathan Kopp. Clayton Miller's extra point good, 35-14. From that point forward, the Maroons never looked back. Two more touchdowns on the board, ran it by Clayton Miller, one of 4 yards, one of 8 yards. The Maroons victorious in Kingsford, 49-14, to win the Westpac Copper Conference title for the first time here in the 2025 season. Menominee now still undefeated, 7 wins, no losses. They're 8-0 overall, 7-0 in the Westpac Conference. Menominee in control and wins the Copper Conference title. All right. For Menominee, Clayton Miller, 21 carries, 114 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tanner Tirkoff, 7 of 9 passing, 190 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nathan Kopp, 107 yards receiving and a touchdown. Dawson Bardowski, 83 yards receiving and a touchdown. Again, the final score, Menominee 49, Kingsford 14. I'm Josh Kellman reporting from Bay Cities Radio.
Final score here, 42-21. Kiwani with the victory. In the first quarter, Marinette struck first, 9-12 mark. 3 plays, 14 yards. 5-yard touchdown pass from Chase McGregor to Eli Menor. Extra point good. Marinette led 7-0. With 1:39 left in the first quarter, 4-yard touchdown pass from Brett Paulson to Connor Kilgore. Extra point good, 7-7 after one quarter, and that was a 10-play, 80-yard drive. In the second quarter, we had a 4-play, 38-yard drive by Kiwani at the 11-minute mark. 19-yard touchdown run by Brett Paulson. Extra point good. Kiwani led 14-7. And then at the 8:56 mark, 3 plays, 34 yards. A 21-yard touchdown pass from Brett Paulson to Dane Harrell. Extra point no good. Kiwani 20, Marinette 7. And then with 57 seconds left in the first half, a 70-yard touchdown run by Brett Paulson. 2-point conversion no good at halftime, 26-7. Kiwani. In the third quarter, Marinette struck 3:10 mark. 3 plays, 88 yards, an 11-yard touchdown run by Mason Hofer. Extra point good, 26-14 Kiwani. With 55 seconds left in the third quarter, 8 plays, 56 yards, 9-yard touchdown run by Brett Paulson. 2-point conversion good. Kiwani led 34-14. And then just 20 seconds later, at the end of the third quarter, a 3-play, 27-yard drive, a 21-yard touchdown run by Connor Kilgore. 2-point conversion good, 42-14. The only score in the fourth quarter came right at the end with 20 seconds left. A 11-play, 58-yard drive capped off by the Marines, a 16-yard touchdown run by Cooper Smith. Extra point good. Final score, Kiwani 42, Marinette 21. For the Marines, 19 yards passing, 222 rushing for a total of 241 offensive yards for the Marines. Passing, Chase McGregor, 2 of 7 for 19 yards. Mason Hofer, 0 for 1. And Chase had one touchdown passing and one interception. Chase led the way on the ground, 22 carries, 153 yards. Mason Hofer had 12 carries for 39 and a touchdown. Cooper Smith had 5 for 23 and a touchdown. Braxton Paulzine, 5 for 5. Max Jacobson, 1 catch for 14. And Eli Manor had 1 for 5, and that was a touchdown. Congrats to the Marines, a 6-3 season, and we wait. The playoff bracket unveiling. We'll find out where we're going to go next week.
Eric Bergstrom reporting.
It was a great battle back and forth at the Krivitz Athletic Field as the Coleman Cougars end up with a 12-7 victory over the Krivitz Wolverines. In the first quarter, Cole Berth to Colton Peters on a 14-yard pass gave the Cougars a 6-0 lead. Then Colton Peters had a 69-yard punt return to make a 12-0 Cougars at the end of the first quarter. Krivitz came back with the lone score of the second period, a Brody O'Neill 4-yard run. Steve Allard added the extra point kick, and that was our final score, 12-7, as there was no scoring in the second half. For the Krivitz Wolverines, Colt Tarman, 5 of 7 passing for 62 yards. Brody O'Neill, 16 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Braden Saleen caught 3 passes for 32 yards. For the Coleman Cougars, Cole Berth was 2 of 4 passing for 20 yards and a touchdown. Wyatt Bieber, 22 carries, 146 yards. Colton Peters goes over the 1,000-yard plateau, 17 carries, 92 yards. He caught 1 pass for 14 yards and the touchdown, including a 69-yard punt return that proved to be the game winner for the Cougars as they win it 12-7. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Mike Lyons.
In other games, Coleman over Krivitz by 12-7. Peshtigo beat Oconto 28-24. Oconto Falls blanked Manawa 32-0. Bonduelle over Sturgeon Bay 62-0. In the Upper Peninsula, Calumet over Gladstone 46-3. Hancock beat Ishpeming Westwood 52-20. Negaunee over Houghton 42-6. Escanaba down to Alpena 39-6. Bark River Harris over West Aaron County 44-7. Iron Mountain 43, Manistique 14. Stevenson beat Rapid River 66-38. And Powers North Central over Bessemer 38-34. Today, the playoffs begin for the 8-player football in Wisconsin. Number 1 seed Lena St. Thomas will host Princeton Green Lake. Niagara plays at Athens. And Suring travels to Sevastopol. All those games kick off at 1 p.m. From the Zeranski Extreme Heating and Cooling Sports Desk, I'm Jim Callow.